The fire made that open, by the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go. Get on the inside and let it burn. It's not the only.
All right, welcome to the show. Endpoint Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Friday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate, send the fundage, and keep free speech alive. You can mail your check or money order to Republic Broadcasting Network. Make that check or money order payable to RBN. And mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in your debit or credit card to Mike. He will take your money. We are here on Friday night, Health and Wellness, Cigarettes and Whiskey Edition. Jeremy, your humble host. I didn't get a Wild Things article because the West Kentucky paper was not available today. They're a little behind, so maybe next week. But I want to cover the clot shots information here on the Stormer safe and effective Johnson & Johnson vaccine is pulled by the FDA for not being safe and effective enough. New York Times. In yet another setback for Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine, the Food and Drug Administration on Thursday limited its use to adults who cannot or refuse to get the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna vaccines, citing safety concerns. The agency said that 60 cases of a rare but serious blood clotting disorder have been identified. Repeat. The agency said that 60 cases of a rare but serious blood clotting disorder have been identified, including the 9 deaths out of about 18 million doses administered. The action comes about 5 months after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended Moderna and Pfizer's vaccines over Johnson & Johnson's for booster shots. The FDA said that weighing the risks of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine against the benefits, it had decided to limit its use to adults who cannot access Pfizer or Moderna's vaccines or for whom those shots are not clinically appropriate, quote unquote. One example would be people who experienced an extreme allergic reaction to the other two vaccines, according to the agency. It said that the vaccine could also be given to adults who would otherwise not receive a COVID vaccine. Johnson & Johnson was eclipsed long ago by Pfizer and Moderna in the nation's vaccination campaign. Federal officials have said that the mRNA vaccines produced by those companies are both safer and more effective. Really? Really, when your headline from the New York Times is that this is a setback for Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine. I think what the truth is going to play out here is that these vaccines are causing serious illnesses and injuries to those who take them. Even more serious among the young, it makes me wonder, it makes me ponder in my, should I say, conspiratorial mindset. If I do have a conspiratorial mindset, it's because the system has pushed me to that. Why is it that we're getting the most adverse reactions to the young? Let me propose this. If, and this is a big if, but if indeed the vaccine plan for COVID, if the COVID vaccines are to reduce fertility, if they're to sterilize the population, wouldn't it make sense that the most potent doses would go to the young? And that perhaps people over 40 would maybe get not the potent dose, maybe even a sugar solution. This is just me contemplating, why is it that we have the young people in their teens and 20s, football players in Europe and whatnot, experiencing the most adverse reactions, and we don't see this amongst the elderly who cannot procreate? That's a question. Putting that forward to you. So my take on all of this is that the vaccines for the young are the potent vaccines. They're the ones that reduce fertility and that inadvertently cause heart problems, myocarditis being one of them, and that they're giving the elderly people, the boomers and whatnot, the saline solutions. That's what I'm putting out there. If you want to call in and push back on that or agree or whatever, I mean, you can do that. 512-248-8252 if you want to call in and weigh in on this article. More news. You know, we've got this whole Supreme Court thing, and the talking point amongst the left is that if the Supreme Court can reverse Roe versus Wade, which really isn't that significant. I mean, all it's going to do is, you know, affirms the state's rights of sovereignty to put out any type of abortion limitations that they want to put out. And people who really want abortions in whatever term can just fly to a more liberal state. And that state would pay for it. Or corporations would pay for it. So the Roe versus Wade thing is not really a huge deal. But it is in the sense that, as I mentioned last night on the William and Jeremy show, that if the Supreme Court did, put down Roe versus Wade, that it would give more rights to state sovereignty. And that would be a catalyst to states seceding from the federal union, secession in the sense of noncompliance, noncompliance with COVID, with critical race theory, and now with abortion. States could put out heartbeat laws. If the unborn child has a heartbeat, you cannot abort. This would further amplify the disintegration of the former republic, of what they now call a democracy. And I applaud that. I applaud it, and I hope that that happens. Do I wish for nuclear war? Do I wish for nuclear weapons to be deployed in American cities? I can't wish for that, because as a Christian, I must say that the ends never justifies the means. But if the Capitol were nuked and if American cities were nuked, I mean, that would be God's judgment. And so if states if this Roe versus Wade were overturned and states were allowed more sovereignty, and if more conservative states pushed back and limited abortion or even outlawed it, that would certainly put a target on the nation, where the Lord God could definitely target these liberal states that support the killing of the unborn, baby murder. And his judgment could be more accurately executed. I'm a total advocate of that, and you can quote me. From The Guardian, contraception could become under fire next if Roe versus Wade is overturned. So the left is flipping their lids, and they're going there. I mean, if you can overturn Roe versus Wade, they're saying you can overturn, you know, contraceptives or even gay marriage or anything else that the courts have under their critarchy deemed law for America. Even though there's no legislation to this effect. So if you can declare it judicially, it can be undone very similarly. That's the talking point of the left here in this article. A reckoning with what the 14th Amendment enshrines could affect consensual sex and even marriages and even marriage rights. Following the bombshell release of a draft decision showing a majority of U.S. Supreme Court justices may overturn Roe versus Wade, legal experts believe other laws about individual autonomy may be in danger, including the right to access contraception. Again, this is a leftist talking point. What's really going on here, the facts on the ground are the Supreme Court is discussing Roe versus Wade. That memo was leaked, and it was leaked purposefully. It was leaked here on the heels of the 2022 primaries and the 2024 election to give the left a rallying point, a point that they can rally and do protests and threaten judges. I mean, think about it. If this was not leaked, if these SCOTUS judges were just discussing this in private, you know, there would be no rallying point. There would be no discussion. There would be no controversy. It's all a very interesting distraction from the current Ukraine debacle. All very interesting. And a very interesting distraction from the COVID so-called pandemic. So I'll throw that out there. You guys can mull that over and call in if you want to discuss it. Right now we have Bob in Colorado. If you will, Mike, bring on Bob. Bob in Colorado, go ahead.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
We got you, Bob. Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, okay. Usually I hear a click. Yeah, I was talking about this stuff with abortion and everything else. I was married, and I had a son, and I decided that I would take responsibility, and I got a vasectomy because I didn't want to have any more children if I had any more relationships. And this is still available to women also, that they can go ahead and have their tubes tied so they can't sit there and claim that they got knocked up and now they want all this money and they want abortion. Get your tube tied if you want sex that bad. And I'm not saying I needed sex that bad, but I'm just saying that I took responsibility for myself, and this is where this whole brainwashing is coming into reality. Because told, yeah, whatever, do have a way to have their same pleasure or whatever of having these abortions. So listen to, it's a great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. And you bring up a very interesting point. You were willing to have a vasectomy to not have more children because you're responsible. And I respect that. Where does the responsibility come for the females. Are all of these females willing to have hysterectomies? We don't hear that. How about just keeping your legs closed, you disgusting whore? This addressed to the female, the modern female. That's always an option, keeping your legs closed and not being a disgusting whore. That's a viable option, that with hysterectomies. So, I mean, instead of just, and this is the whole thing that the sexual revolution brought to us, is that these females are empowered. They can display their bodies. They can show up to churches and to functions, to social functions, with their anatomy exposed, with their boobs and their vaginas, you know, clearly visible through their tight clothing. It gives them empowerment, because they know that should a male impregnate them, they can take the child and take the money of the male. Or if they want to be murderous whores, they can eliminate the baby and murder their child. This is the whole thing that the sexual revolution brought to us, was female empowerment. But before that, before the 60s, females would keep their legs closed. Or if they did become impregnated, they would marry the man that impregnated them. It would be, you know, the social norm for them to marry and take responsibility for their child. So, I mean, I appreciate the caller. I really do. I appreciate Bob talking about getting a vasectomy. You know, if you're a man and you can't take care of a child, but you have to do the sex thing, I mean, that's probably the way to go without killing the child. That would prevent you from the whole scenario. But to the females, I would say keep your legs closed. Don't buy into the whole sexual revolution propaganda, because that's where this country went in definite decline. And true, in the 60s and 70s, it was mostly the brown and black population that engaged in this behavior, this abortion, this killing of the unborn, this murdering of human life in the womb. And some of the white nationalist mindset would advocate, well, if it weren't for abortion, then, you know, whites would be overrun. But, you know, here's the thing. The end never, ever justifies the means. That's a very Jewish mindset, that the end justifies the means. And I cannot advocate for any type of baby killing whatsoever, regardless of what you think the positive, your so-called positive outcome may be. What I will advocate for is traditional family values, mothers, fathers taking responsibility for their children as the men that they should be. And this was all a thing until the 1960s, until we were brainwashed. Up on a break, but more on the other side of this controversial topic with more callers on Endpoint Side.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause. cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Head down, head down, don't dream it's over. Head down, head down, when the world comes in, let come.
Back to In Plain Sight and discussing the abortion issue. And so my total take on this is that this memo was leaked regarding the SCOTUS discussing overturning Roe versus Wade. This was leaked to liberal media in order to give the left a rallying point for the upcoming 2022 midterms. And I stick to that. And my personal hardcore views on abortion are females, don't be sluts and whores. Keep your legs closed. And you won't have to worry about this. And the ends never justifies the means. So regardless of what you think the positive outcomes of abortion may be for the white race, you cannot justify killing the unborn, brown, black, whatever the race. That can never be justified, and because it's an innocent life, and it is a life. So that's where I'm at. We're taking calls. Before I go to more articles, I want to go back to the call screen and take George from Houston.
George. Jeremy, thanks for taking my call. Thanks. Roe v. Wade is really not forcing anything on the states. The way they whinge on about it, you'd think that they were making all the states criminalize it. But really what's happening is that you've got a difficult moral and policy issue. And instead of having 9 lawyers decide it, you've got it kicked back to the states, where in the legislatures, you've got a bigger cross-section of society where not every representative is simply a professional lawyer who has gotten to the absolute height of a career in law. And I just think that lawyers are good at one thing, if anything at all, and that's law. And what they're not good at is deciding, well, I'm better at making a value judgment than you are. You know, that's not what their training is, you know? And like what Scalia said is that as long as what people thought the court was doing up there was lawyers' work, pretty much people left them alone. There wasn't a reason for them to go out and demonstrate as if lawyers needed to consult common people as to what constitutional principles ought to be. But abortion is something that is too difficult for nine people to decide, and it's way better for it to go back to the states. And so that's why it's good. It doesn't mean that Roe v. Wade sitting here, hey, maybe that makes sense for one particular state. But it shouldn't be imposed on a federal level. So that's my take. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks for your call. It's a very good take. It will kick it back to the states. If indeed Roe v. Wade is overturned, it will kick it back to the states, and that's how it should be. And this will further push this secession of states breaking away, you know, from the federal government. I mean, that's what I think the whole thing is about, is states being able to make their own abortion laws. And some states could even ban abortions, you know, from the heartbeat and after, as Texas and I think Mississippi, Kentucky has a law in that as well. It will give the state's legislatures more autonomy. And this is a good thing. As the federal government collapses, states should have more autonomy and should be able to govern themselves. And we could emerge with a whole new federal government. And I think that this Roe versus Wade issue will amplify that. So, very good takes from George in Houston. I want to highlight an article here, Hero of the Week, May 2nd. Senator Frank Nicely from Tennessee. This is from the SolariReport.com. Two important laws in Tennessee, one having passed recently and the other set to pass in the Tennessee General Assembly in early May. All this due to the work of Senator Frank Nicely, making them the most recent among the many accomplishments of this dedicated lawmaker, constitutionalist, and advocate of the framers in the state of Tennessee. He is our hero of the week, according to Solari Report. So the first bill talks about having access to alternative medicine like ivermectin. That's what the first bill advocates. We're coming up on the break. Let's cover more of this on the other side on In Plain Sight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The melodic tones of Lindsey Buckingham on In Plain Sight, Health and Wellness Edition, talking about the hero of the week, according to SoloRiot.com, Senator Nicely out of Tennessee brought a bill making ivermectin available as an over-the-counter drug through pharmacies for families and individuals. And the second bill, which is Bill 251, introduced by Senator Russell Crowe, is a culmination of decades-long fight for sales tax exemption of precious metals, gold and silver, allowing Tennessee residents to invest in the precious metals, gold and silver, without taking a huge tax strike on their investments. I think both very good bills. I think they should pass and, move along. So we got the call screen lighting up here. Let's get some of our callers' responses to these headlines. We got coming up next, Ed in Chicago. Ed, welcome to the show. What do you have?
Hello, can you hear me?
We got you, Ed.
Yeah, hi, Jeremy. Great show. I remember way back when you started out with your first episode of all the terms, like hang out and all that. Anyway, I'm sorry. But on the abortion thing, I think that they're throwing this at us because they know the vaccination has already eliminated the fertility of the women and maybe men as well. Take on that. Over.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that all of your adverse reactions to this vaccine are amongst the youth, amongst the teenagers and the young men, specifically even in Europe, footballers.
Right, all the soccer players dropping dead on the field.
It makes me wonder, did everybody over 40 get a, you know, some sort of a sugar solution and didn't get the real vaccine? And did they give the real one to those under 40? I mean, that's what it makes me wonder.
But that would be so hard to sort out, to administer logistically for them. That would be very difficult.
Well, I mean, a simple ID check, you know, would handle that. Let's check your ID to determine, you know, what COVID vaccine that we give you. Oh, over 40, you get this one. Under 40, you get that one. I mean, maybe it's a little conspiratorial, but it's the only thing I've got.
Right, go. Now. Nothing is beyond hearing, the pale here.
Are you hearing of like people in their 40s or even boomers? I'm not hearing a lot of them having adverse reactions, but I am hearing a lot of people in their teens and 20s having adverse reactions.
Correct.
So it makes me wonder if, you know, they're administering different vaccines out to the different age groups.
Right. Correct. Well, did they have that whole thing with the, you could check your vaccine or check, there's a site you could go to and it would, the lot numbers or something. Very interesting. Anyway, thank you, Jeremy. Awesome. I'll hang up now and have a great weekend.
Appreciate the call, my friend. Stay healthy. We also have James in Vancouver. James, co-host to Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, hi. The shots interfere with enzyme production. So when you're young, you need enzymes for cellular development. As you get older, you don't need those enzymes as much. But I heard a story today, which was rather weird, on RBN. They interviewed this so-called doctor, and the doctor gave some kind of testimony about this husband and wife getting the shot at the same drive-in, right? And she ends up having no adverse side effects. And the husband, he apparently had lots of adverse side effects about maybe a day later, something like that. So this so-called doctor says, well, you know, it all depends on where you stick the needle and what blood vessel it goes into, right? Excuse me, like she's a woman, he's a man, and maybe like the genetic thing is not the same, like XXXY. This guy's supposed to be a doctor. See what I mean? The injection
withholding information. Yeah. What's your take, James?
It doesn't matter where you inject. You could be off like half a centimeter, right? And it doesn't matter what blood vessel it's going to go into. It's going to go into there, you see? But the fact of the matter is she's a woman and he's a man. She didn't have the same reaction that he did. It's genetics, you see? So,
Do you have a take on this whole depopulation thing that the COVID vaccines could possibly play into sterilization? Do you have a take on that?
Well, yeah, because when he got the vaccine, it affected his enzyme production. Could be in the heart, could be something like that. And when she got the vaccine, it will probably go to the female organs and work on that issue. And obviously the side effects are not going to be the same. The bottom line is, though, they want to whack us with these shots. That's the bottom line. See?
Yeah.
That's what the deal is. Right? So, and then, of course, they're giving these shots to the pilots, and he's whining about that. Well, every pilot should know. Every pilot who flies an airplane knows that the first responsibility for the safety of the airplane is him or her, right? And who's responsible for the safety of a pilot, him or her? So the ergo, don't take the bloody shot, you see? To hell with the career. They want people to fall out of the skies. They want to wreck the aviation business, you see? By having, if I had to take that shot or fly, I'd say to hell with it. I wouldn't take that shot. No. I could go fly somewhere else, you see? And he's saying, oh, it's about their career. They're worried about their career. Well, hell, they're not going to have a career, are they? See how that works?
Yeah, and we have pilots taking the shots and jeopardizing their entire...
Yeah, well, they shouldn't, because air regs say the pilot's responsible for the safety of the passengers in the airplane, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, James. Let's go to Dan. Dan in Washington. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The abortion, I guess we don't know for sure yet or not if it will happen. I guess it's just kind of a leak, which could be done for the election season or for whatever. But, if it went to the States, it would be, my whole life, the abortion thing is like, it actually hurts conservatives because I don't know what the percentage is, but the majority of white women are pro-choice. So that's like the only reason they vote Democrat is because of abortion. So it'll be interesting if that got thrown to the States, it wouldn't even be an issue anymore during these stupid debates and stuff. It would just be, the issue wouldn't be there. It'd be solved, right? Because each state would do their own thing and then people would quit talking about it. So it might actually help the conservative, or I don't even want to use that term anymore. It might help the right-wingers get more white women to vote because they won't really care about that anymore. They'll vote more on immigration or whatever they're debating. It'd just be nice not to hear about it anymore. You know what I mean?
As a principled Christian, I mean, I'm against any kind of abortion, even if it's, you know, brown people, because the end never justifies the means. That's a very Jewish thing, by the way. How the end justifies the means. That's a very Jewish concept. And I'm against that on principle, but you're making a very valid point that if Roe versus Wade is overturned and if it is indeed allotted to the states to determine, that could take it off of the issue of, you know, that could take it off the plate of some of many states. And so that people would,
at least during the presidential debates, you know, it wouldn't be an issue anymore. So it'd be nice.
I think it was leaked on purpose, for the purpose of rallying the left and giving them a rallying point. So, you know, the whole thing could be nefarious.
Yeah. Definitely. Probably to intimidate or I guess we've seen this before from these people, right? So it's kind of like Antifa doxing someone. I think it was probably that Kagan. I can almost guarantee it was that Kagan.
And, you know, these so-called conservative SCOTUS judges, I mean, their addresses have been doxed. And so they have protesters outside of their homes. I mean, you know, you could write it off to a whole lot of a theater. You know, what's the word? Kabuki? Kabuki theater? Mm-hmm. You could write it off to that. Like I said, I advocate for the life of the unborn, but I understand pragmatically that it's a losing battle, and there's other battles that we could win.
Yeah, just there's always like that 10% of women over men that vote, white women that, you know, my whole life, I'm just, you know, tired of this issue. So they've used guns and abortion to kind of divide and conquer us guns and abortion. It's like they have debates and that's kind of all that's on the table, and that's what they get people riled up about, and you know, don't focus on other stuff. So
it serves as a good distraction. It serves as a distraction from what's going on in the border and all of the billions of dollars that we send into Israel and the Ukraine. It serves as a very convenient distraction.
The jobs going to China, the open borders, basically the whole, and that's the thing. A lot of these white women might be concerned about that stuff too. They just don't want to, they just vote because of the abortion issues. But if that's off the table, maybe they'll start, you know, the Democrats might lose their majority white woman vote, I guess, is what I'm saying, because it won't even, what would they care at that point? It'd just be up to the states.
Yeah.
They'll each make their own law, and that's over.
If I may even go more conspiratorial, I mean, it's almost as if the system senses that the right wing is becoming discontented, and so they got to give them something. You know, they got to give the right wing something. And so this abortion, you know, this whole Supreme Court considering overturning Roe versus Wade is like a distraction to give the right wing something to talk about.
That I can see that too, because those guys have really never won on any issue. You know, I was thinking of this the other day, of the conservative movement, like what a complete failure it has been. But I mean, you're right. I think maybe if that could be it too. They got to give them something, or, you know, always.
And their issue is abortion, but the real issue is, you know, women keeping their legs closed and just, you know, not engaging in this and having families, you know, where you do have a man and a woman come together and form a family. You know, that was all taken off the table with the sexual revolution in the 60s. And so the issue focuses into the right to kill your baby rather than a moral obligation to form a family and taking care of that baby.
Right.
I mean, they shift the whole issue. They shift the whole point of argument.
Mm-hmm.
But,
all right, cool. You know, I guess we will go ahead.
No, I was just saying, with conservatives, it becomes an issue then. Instead of focusing on the real thing, which is immigration and the, you know, white demographics depleting, they make them focus on abortion. And that's where the evangelicals have failed horribly, is they've been allowed to shift to abortion rather than addressing the real issue of demographic displacement and the displacement of Christian values with that.
Yeah, because neither side over the years has really done, they never presented like we're trying to save the, we're trying to get the numbers of people to have babies, you know? It's always like both sides' position always end up kind of decreasing the population of white women. But that's all I got. We'll see how it goes. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Up on the last break, we'll be back on the other side.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
65, I was 17, burning up on one. I don't know where I'm running now.
Okay. Back to the final segment of Endpoint Sight. Last caller of the night, Vinny in Indiana. Vinny, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jeremy. I kind of like what Patrick Slattery said today about this abortion issue. You know, Roe v. Wade is legally, it's a horrible decision. And it's part of all of this judicial activism, which the courts got involved in, you know, right after World War II, with like Shelley versus the Shelley case, which ended protective covenants, and then Brown versus the Board of Education, and then you got the gay marriage Obergefell. It's all part of the same really tortured legal reasoning, you know, judicial activism. So I'm glad that, you know, if Roe goes away, but at the same time, Patrick Slattery is absolutely right. If Republicans don't really watch it, this could end up being a disaster. I'll give you two quick cases. There was the Senate races for Atkins, or I think it was Atkins in Missouri, and Murdoch in Indiana. Both of them were really strong American First candidates, really fantastic on immigration, fantastic on getting out of these wars for Israel. Great. But the conservative, regular normie Republicans made abortion the issue in order to wreck these guys' chances in the general election. Because, like, Murdoch, we got rid of Lugar. Lugar was horrible on immigration for 40 years. He was absolutely flooding Indiana with, you know, refugees resettlement. We got rid of him, and then this Republican establishment destroyed Murdoch because his position was right from, like, the late 70s, 80s. He didn't upgrade his stance when he first got into politics. Abortion should be illegal, no exceptions. You know, not rape, not incest, not anything. And poor Murdoch, that was okay to have that opinion in 1980s, but 30 years later, it didn't work, and then he kept digging himself in a bigger and bigger hole, and his whole campaign fell apart. It was so sad. It was like, I can't tell you how depressed I was because I was campaigning for this guy, So, something to talk about with Slattery. I think Slattery has some good points.
Yeah, I mean, his whole point is that it is a distraction. And once again, as a principled Christian, you know, I can't advocate any form of abortion for any race at any stage of life. But I do acknowledge that it has been a distraction for the conservatives. It's been a point of taking power because so many people focus on it and they don't try to win the winning battles. They try to win the losing battles, which abortion has always been one of. So I will acquiesce to that. But my Christian principles remain intact.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Because I would call people on behalf of Murdoch, and, you know, for every person who would have voted for Murdoch, had your opinion, there are people who just like, why are we talking about this? And they'd be screaming at me. So...
I mean,
it's tough.
The intelligent voters would have, realized that this is a losing battle. Let's move on to something we can win, and that's where I stand too. But we are out of time.
Thanks, Jeremy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too. And check out Ferenc Shoaf in the morning on Republic Broadcasting, 8 a.m. Central. Ferenc delivers the news like no one else does. Y'all have a great weekend, stay classy, and we'll be back on Monday.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.